Chapter. Sunset comes after twilight. A little while later, Twilight and Spike were across campus, walking outside in the sunshine and trying to figure out their next move.
"I can't believe I didn't recognize you earlier, Twilight Sparkle."
Sunset Shimmer snapped, stopping Twilight and Spike in their tracks. Sunset continued on, sizing them up.
"Pinkie Pie and Applejack told me everything. That is, after I made sure they knew what an awful job they were doing on my coronation decorations."
Sunset flipped her fiery hair.
"Honestly, fizzy apple cider, it's not a hoedown."
Twilight and Spike exchanged a sceptical look. Unlike all the other students at Canterlot High, they weren't scared of her.
"Should have known Princess Celestia would send her prize pupil here after my crown,"
Sunset laughed.
"And a little dog, too,"
Spike frowned. "It's my crown," Twilight said, standing firm. "If you already rule this place, then why do you need it?"
"Pop quiz! What happens when you bring an element of harmony into an alternate world?"
Sunset Shimmer sneered. She put her hands on her hips. Twilight was drawing a serious blank. She should know this. The elements of harmony were mysterious, but she'd read every single bit of available literature on them. She'd memorized each page and even created new magic after the debacle where every pony's cutie marks had gotten switched. It was the reason why she was a princess to begin with.
"Ah, you don't know? And you're supposed to be Celestia's star student?"
Sunset Shimmer guffawed.
"Then again, what were the chances she'd find some pony as bright as me to take under her wing after I left Equestria?"
Whatever she was, Sunset Shimmer certainly wasn't humble. Twilight reeled with the knowledge that there was something about the elements of harmony that she didn't know, but Sunset Shimmer did. Why hadn't Celestia warned her? Unless she didn't know either. Sunset Shimmer walked around Twilight, looking her up and down.
"Bit embarrassing that you were the best she could do, though."
Spike began to growl. He almost sounded like a real dog. Twilight looked down at herself. She was sort of a mess. Her purple skirt was still stained with fruit juice from lunch. Her arms were all scraped up from trying to trot like a pony through the sticks and grass out on the front lawn that morning. And on top of everything, she didn't even know what an element of harmony, her own crown, did in this realm.
"I'd keep an eye on your mutt. Canterlot High is a very strict no pets allowed policy,"
Sunset Shimmer said with a wicked smile. She pointed at Spike.
"Hate for him to be taken away from you."
Spike couldn't keep quiet any longer. He stood upright and put his paws on his hips.
"Is that a threat?" "Of course not,"
Sunset Shimmer said, her voice dripping with sugary sweetness.
"But I'd cut down on the chatter if I were you. Don't want everyone to know you two don't belong here now, would you?"
And with that, she turned on her heel and headed back toward the gym. After about 5 steps, she turned around and looked at Twilight.
"You want to become a princess here? Please. You'll never stand out. You don't even know the first thing about fitting in."
When Sunset Shimmer reached the doors, her two lackeys, Snips and Snails, tumbled out.
"I want you to follow her,"
she snapped, now out of Twilight's earshot. "Bring me something I can use, just like you did with the last girl who thought she could challenge me." Whenever Twilight was really stumped back in Equestria, there was always one place she knew she could go for guidance. One place where she felt like she could get a real handle on things. One place that could certainly be found in any school, even Canterlot High.
"I knew there'd be a library," Twilight said,
as she stared up at the brick building in awe. A few students pushed through the doors, carrying large stacks of books. Finally, Twilight felt a little at ease in this realm. She skipped up the steps, Spike at her heels. "If I'm going to really fit in and win votes, we need to do some research." Twilight couldn't risk that Sunset Shimmer might just be right about her not knowing how to fit in, and apparently it was a big deal at this high school.
"Research," Spike said, groaning.
He imagined having to help her put away all her books, just like at home in Ponyville. Twilight pushed the big double doors open and stepped inside. It was gorgeous. A tall, domed ceiling arched over the circular room. Hundreds of books were stacked on shelves that stretched up two floors high. A golden bust of a wonder cult shone in the centre of a workstation that was surrounded by black square things. They had flat boards full of buttons in front of them. Twilight had no idea what they were even for. Some sort of musical instrument, perhaps? Nearby, a group of three younger girls sat in front of one of the black square things, giggling. It looked like they were watching something. "Maybe this place does have magic," Twilight mumbled to herself, marvelling at the moving images dancing across the front of the box. A woman came up to the girls and shook her head.
"Sorry, Apple Bloom. School computers are for research only. Please get back to class. You too, Sweetie Belle and Scootaloo."
The girls all groaned.
"It's just as well, y'all," said Apple Bloom. "Some of the comments about our music video were really awful."
She had the same country twang in her voice as Applejack.
"Bye, Miss Cheerilee,"
the girls chorused before heading out of the library. Twilight stared at the black thing quizzically. Maybe she could use one of those things for research. That's what the woman had said they were for, after all. Kind of like a book, except not. In a matter of minutes, Miss Cheerilee had set up Twilight with her own computer.
"So I just push the letters here, and then words and moving pictures will come up here?"
asked Twilight, staring down at the strange device.
"That's right," Miss Cheerilee nodded with a smile.
Twilight punched her hands into the keyboard. She accidentally applied way too much force and ended up jamming her fingers. "Ouch!" she cried. Having hands was hard. Spike raised an eyebrow. Twilight was starting to cause a scene with her awkward antics. She shook her head at him and he stayed quiet. So quiet, in fact, that he fell asleep. Little did Twilight and Spike know, Snips and Snails were crouched behind a bookshelf, filming Twilight with a cell phone camera the entire time. They snickered at each other.
"Sunset Shimmer is going to love this," said Snips, rubbing his hands together in giddiness.
Now all they had to do was wait for that wannabe Twilight Sparkle to do something else worth watching. Then she'd learn what happened to girls who messed with Sunset Shimmer.
"I know it's a little dusty," Spike coughed as he led Twilight up the stairs into a lofty room at the top of the library. "But it doesn't seem like anybody comes up here. I thought we could sleep here tonight."
Twilight stopped herself from mentioning that Spike had already had a nice long nap under the table in the library while she did research. Twilight battered away a cobweb and sneezed. Dust billowed into the air.
"It's perfect, Spike," she said. "I can't believe I hadn't even thought about it. Too busy researching, I guess."
"How did it go?"
Spike asked as he moved some old dusty books out of the way to make room.
"I found this." Twilight held up a large book that said CHS Wonder Cults across the front. "It's called a year book. It seems to be something that they use to keep a record of things that have happened at the school."
She flipped open the book and riffled through until she found a particular page.
"Look!" It was a picture of Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, Applejack, Fluttershy, and a girl with violet hair all embracing one another. They were smiling. I'm going to bet the girl on the far right is Rarity.
There's a Rarity here?
Spike jumped up. His crush on Rarity back in Equestria was no secret to any pony.
I mean, interesting photo.
It's interesting because they look like they're friends. Twilight wore an expression of distress. But it doesn't seem like they are now.
Not so much, Spike agreed.
The way Pinkie had talked about Fluttershy being a meanie and Applejack had said she didn't trust Rainbow were both good clues to that. But there had to be some deeper reason that the girls' friendships had ended. Twilight shook her head and sat down on the filthy floor. I just can't help but get the feeling that Sunset Shimmer had something to do with it. When Twilight went off on a tangent like this, it was often up to Spike to steer her back to her true goal.
But she wants your crown because she's planning on doing something even worse. If you're going to stop her, you have to focus on making allies here. You can't worry about why these girls aren't friends anymore.
Spike was right. She needed to keep her eyes on the prize and not get sidetracked by the new girls she'd met here, even if they did remind her of her Ponyville friends. Twilight closed her eyes and burrowed down in the old books. She needed to get some rest for tomorrow. It was a big day. Tomorrow, Twilight would earn the respect of everyone at Canterlot High. Well, everyone except for maybe one girl with golden hair.